You mean, are they long bean or just round?
Well, the bean itself is sort of flat, and oh, sometimes they're that big.
But it wouldn't be soybean, would it?
No, these you can eat.
The only beans we ever raised are them green beans and your golden wax bean, but that's long.
You eat those outside and everything, don't you?
Yeah, that's long bean. I don't know what kind of bean you'd be thinking about.
Yeah, they're about to, they're flat.
Oh, butter bean? Mm-hmm. We have you raised them in the garden.
How do you cook those? What do you mean before you cook them?
You cook them water, I think, for those salt on.
Just put the whole thing, just pick them and wash them and pop them in the pot? Or?
Well, we all get by ours in town already picked package. I never get raised no butter bean.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside on a bean? There's the thing that the bean is in.
The pod?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you take them out of the pod?
Hmm. When you take them out of the pod, huh? Well, you don't, it's not strain them, is it?
Well, you break the pod open and flip the bean out.
Wouldn't be depodding. Shell?
You ever raise those little those little beans that are sort of striped, red and white?
Black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas. What, they're good, aren't they?
Oh.
You got? You doesn't like okra? You doesn't like black-eyed peas?
He doesn't like butter beans.
What do you call the tops of old beets when you eat them? And, well, the tops of any
greens?
Greens?
Do you ever eat any greens out of your locust groves around the...
No.
Just out of the pasture and find a locust grove. A certain time of year, early in the spring, there's a wild weed, but it's green. And if come early in the spring, if you catch him right, he's as good as fish.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What they call that? There's some name they call that plant.
Poke?
Poke. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the kids over in the eastern part of the state collect that.
They do.
And they sell it to a cannery. They get a dime a bunch.
For spinach, greens, huh?
For poke greens.
That's pretty long if you catch it in the right time of
year.
Yeah. Spring.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
You find them around here in locust groves.
Mm.
A lot.
Water for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take that in and wash it up. Boy, it clean up good and cook good. Tender.
Gee, those locust groves are nice when they're in blossom, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that
smells good.
Boy.
Little bees and stuff. We like them blue, you know.
Well, that's just like being in heaven, I think.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything to do, and you just go out there and smell.
Then, down south his house, there's a locust grove, and drive through it. And there's blaze in it. You never see the sun all day long. It's arched over the road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have both sides of the road. Of course, they arched over the top. God, summertime, that's a pretty dry and shade for about a quarter of a mile there in the sun.
Mm.
Summertime, when I'm driving tractor down there, that's when I slow her down and take it easy.
Just put her in creeper.
Yeah. Blowing them things in bloom, that is really a good smell.
Oh, right. Yeah. When I lived in Michigan, we lived in an old house, and it had great big old locust trees, about that big around, all around it. And long, late in May, up there, they bloom. Gee,
yeah.
That was pleasant.
Yeah.
Leave the windows open.
Did they have the same kind of locust there, did you?
Yeah. Big old white blossoms on it. Yeah.
I reckon you probably don't want kind of locust. I don't know. I think they call these around here the black locust.
I think that's what these
are. Good post.
Yeah.
Hard post.
Weigh a ton.
Yeah. They do. Good wood.
Boy.
Boy, you can frame them things and they'll grow up just straight as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a pine tree.
Mm-hmm. Are they pretty insect resistant? Do they rot?
Boars bottom pretty bad.
Oh.